9:16 here in 1450 WHTC. Good morning. It's time for Destination Downtown. Sally Lakaitis is here, in addition to Terry McMurray from the Windmill Restaurant. And I just have to say, Terry, one of the best breakfast places I have ever been to.
Thank you very much.
All right, so we're what are we talking about this morning, Sally?
Well, I wanted to thank Terry on the air. Actually, they are the sponsor on segment, and we really, really appreciate that, because that allows us to continue to go on, and it's nice to have such a popular downtown spot. So let's talk a little bit about how long you've owned the restaurant.
30 years now.
Wow, that long.
1983 was actually when I bought it.
Okay.
1983.
Have you seen, and obviously, you know, there have been some changes, but it still has that feel of when I was growing up as a kid. And
yeah,
you know,
we get a lot of that. People that had worked back in the 60s, you know, that there was their part-time job while they were going
sure.
to high school and stuff, and then I meet them all over the place, you know, as I'm doing business around town, and say, hey, I used to work there, or I used to go in there with my grandparents.
Oh, sure.
A lot of that.
Well, and you know, as someone who grew up here, there were some mainstays that have left downtown, and it's so nice to know that the Windmill Restaurant is still there. So, okay, I have my theory on what is your bestseller, but you tell us what's
hash
your best.
Hash brown omelet. Hands down.
Hands down. Okay.
Yeah, I had that yesterday. It was one of the best omelets I've never had before. How did you come up with an omelet like that?
Well, it's not a traditional omelet.
Right.
So it was kind of, I didn't know what else to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it ended up. But I actually got a flyer that had a recipe for a casserole. And I'm going like, well, this sounds really good, but nobody's going to wait that long, you know,
sure.
to bake a casserole before.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, maybe I can figure out a way to do it on a grill. And so that's how it started out, you know, with spreading it out on a grill and folding it over. And
well, my
wow.
stomach thanks you, but the fat on top of it doesn't.
Yeah. So did you always like to cook? Is that one of the reasons you bought the restaurant?
Yeah. When I was in high school, I worked at Mike's Restaurant in Hudsonville part-time. And,
okay.
Then I used it for credit in high school. And so then once I got out, I started working full-time.
Mm-hmm.
I left for a short time working for a temporary service, and I decided I did not like working in manufacturing at all.
Right.
It wasn't for me.
Duh.
And went right back to a restaurant, and eventually with my brother, we bought the restaurant in 83. And since
okay.
then, I bought him out in, you know, the 80s. So it's been...
Do you still go back there and cook?
Or
do
oh, yeah.
You,
yeah.
Do you?
Not as much as I used to.
Okay.
Yeah, and for a long time, I was the only cook back there.
Really?
Wow. You know, when downtown changed and they went to the snow melt and everything
sure.
and the mall came in, it was... downtown was you know, pretty much devastated. It's almost like
right.
starting all over again.
Right.
With the restaurant, had to build it up.
Right.
And the only way to cut costs was, you know, your biggest cost in that is your labor. And
sure.
So I did a lot of it myself.
Wow. Wow. So how many cooks do you have now?
Three full-time, one part-time.
Okay. And what's your biggest seller at lunch?
Breakfast.
Is that, yeah, sure.
Well,
sure.
We do have a lot of sandwiches made on our home-baked
your
bread,
homemade
which
bread,
is something
right.
that we're really well known for. The Down on the Farm, the Charlie's BLT, you know, our Super Burger. You know, we've got the fries, the onion rings, all that kind of stuff. Soups.
You know, we see people in our office literally from all over the country, and this year so far we've had people in from 49 foreign countries, and they're always looking for a place to eat, and a lot of them will say, they'll come in about, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and say, I really like, I'd like breakfast. And we're like, oh man, yeah. We got the spot for you. And other times we get people who come in and they say, where do the locals hang out? We want to go where the locals
mm-hmm.
hang out. And, you know, that's where you are just the perfect, you know, the perfect restaurant.
And I feel real fortunate to be in that position, because at one time we had a restaurant, working for the same customers right across the street.
Sure, yes,
and
you did.
We had right out our back door the same thing.
Right.
You know? So there were a lot of places that
right.
were, you know, family type meals and that sort of
and
thing.
It's
and
interesting.
Now there's only a few independents that are really in town anymore.
It's interesting that the windmill, how old is the windmill?
It's been the windmill since the 60s, and before that it was Glatz's in the 50s
That's
and Hoffman's
right.
in the 40s.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So
wow.
It's got to be one of the longest continuing restaurants in Holland.
Did you ever serve dinner? Did it ever serve
yeah.
dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I bought the restaurant, because downtown was open on, I think it was Mondays and Fridays.
Right, yes, yes.
We were open till then. But
okay.
Just as far as staffing went, and
sure.
the especially once they did all the snow melt and the mall came
sure.
into town, there was just no reason to be open in the evenings.
Right, right.
We just haven't started up since.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great. How many employees do you have?
Right now, about 15.
Okay.
15, 16.
A lot of them been there a long time?
Yep. A lot of them are my family. Is my
nice.
Wife works there.
Okay.
My daughter, my son, my son-in-law. I have a niece that works there, two sister-in-laws.
Wow, job security.
And an ex-brother-in-law.
and an ex Well, you know, it's nice when everyone gets along like that.
Yeah. Well, we don't always get along, but
yeah.
we've learned to work together.
So. Yeah.
And it is nice is because sometimes the snowstorm and stuff, my sister-in-law that lives in Fruitport, she got an accident.
Oh,
and so the night, and that's not nice, but I mean that everybody's
right.
pulled together, you know, because they know her, they know what the situation is, and so
sure.
know, willing to chip in.
Do you, real done. Quickly, why don't you give folks a website? And
We don't have a website.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook
Well, then let's
page.
Not do that. Facebook.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Facebook. Windmill. Yeah.
Okay. And phone number?
616-392-2726.
Great.
Outstanding. So, Tara, I know you're probably tired because you get probably compliments every day about this restaurant, but I just want to say it's probably one of my favorites
yeah,
of all time. But
I get so tired of that.
Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
That was Destination Downtown, Sally Lakaitis and Terry McMurray here on 1450 WHTC. Destination Downtown brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland.